Hello, I'm back. Skitty is back. Skitty is back. Yeah, I was suspended for those who haven't been in the loop. I was suspended and Reddit doesn't seem to want to reverse their decision, so I've had to make an alt account. Yeah. If you're completely lost and have no idea what I'm talking about, I will post a YouTube link in my post and you could catch up there. But since posting that video, I have made in total 2 appeals to Reddit's anti-evil team, which they have rejected. I have sent off at least 3 emails asking for a human response, and one of them told me that they had lost my message in a shuffle and were wondering if I still needed help. And I replied back to that, and it's been a week. So, yeah, I don't even have the words, but this is me now. This is Skitty-GWA. So, thank you for having me back. I've really, really, really missed you guys. It's going to be nice to be back on Reddit. It's going to be nice to make sexy audios again, so thank you guys. Thank you for reaching out on YouTube, on Discord, on Twitter. I've seen all your messages. They really kind of kept me motivated. I do apologize that I haven't had the chance to reply back to all of them, and I probably won't be able to because I also feel a little embarrassed when I reply back to messages like a week later, so there's also that. I'm sorry. But I have seen your messages, and they're just, I'm touched. Thank you. Regarding future content, I'll definitely have to stay away from age stuff. I think possible future mommy stuff will go on Pornhub. The reason why I'm using Pornhub is because I still want to reach new listeners. I want people to find me. So that's why it's Pornhub. But oh my gosh, I did not realize there are so many ads on Pornhub. So I'm used to YouTube where you have to request for ads and it has to be approved and all that, but Pornhub will just throw it on your video. So I understand that. That is like a kind of gross. But on Pornhub, you could have your phone screen off and it will still play the audio. So I give Pornhub points for that. I'll find a way for age stuff, because I really do enjoy being a little, and I enjoy being a mommy, so porn will find a way. Don't worry. What else do I want to talk about? Daddy little girl stuff? I'll have to think about that one. I sometimes do a really young voice that can be, you know, misconstrued for age content, and I'd rather not stumble into that mess, especially since I got banned over a cuddly mommy child audio that was supposed to be platonic and affectionate and had nothing to do with sex. So if I got banned for that, I'm not going to take my chances. It's been crazy. The one thing I did kind of want to talk about in this ramble is Patreon. Now, I recognize that Patreon can be a sore spot for some people, especially those who aren't on it. I've recently received 2 feedbacks from people that have voiced displeasure in me posting content to Patreon. They feel that I am paywalling my content, and those messages kind of... It really affected me. It made me feel guilty. It made me feel sad. And I'm not sure if those are the feelings I should be feeling. Because it is not my intention to make people feel like I'm valuing them for their money. Because that's the last thing I want. I just want people to listen to my content. Patreon has always been kind of a way for people to just support me, like another way of support. If you upvote my stuff, that is wonderful. I will love that just as much as money, honestly. I just want people to be happy. I've said this many times in DMs and even publicly on my server. If you don't have a job, if you're having trouble making ends meet, don't throw money at Patreon. You need to be financially responsible. I will be okay. I shouldn't be a priority, and neither should porn or even my cuddly stuff. I have a similar sentiment for those who use my audios for comfort and combating loneliness. If one day you find someone and you don't need me anymore, I will be so happy for you. You're finding happiness, and that's what I want. Like the mommy audio I got banned for, I just wish that one day you'll grow up and be happy. So, it would be really selfish for me to hold you back, both with love and financially. So, for those people who think money is all I care about, I promise you it isn't. I just want to reach people. But people who do give me money, I have to give them something back. So every month, at this current point, I'm just giving them two audios. One is a ramble, and the other one is oftentimes a naughty audio. Sometimes it's a safer work, but two audios is all they're ever promised. All my other audios are pretty much public, so I just want to treat everybody equally, as fairly as I can. But if I overstep those lines one day, please do continue to reach out to me anonymously or even directly. I will try my best to hear you out. Anyways, sorry for the long ramble, and future stuff, I will be doing a bath time ramble at some point. I don't know when I'll post it. I will be making some of it public, some of it on Patreon. I'm sorry, I know I was just talking about it. But it is their reward, and there will be a GWA monster collab coming, and more cuddly stuff too. So I promise you, if I have the time, I will try to make more content, but I'm a little swamped right now. Work has been crazy, and any free time I have, I'm trying to give it back to you guys. And Discord takes up a lot of time. I think I need to find a mod. Anyways, that's me. This is my comeback. 2020 will be an interesting year. We'll see how things go. Anyways, hugs and kisses. Okay, I'll see you guys soon.